When I say the word attack, what do you think of? If you have a history of heart disease, maybe heart attack comes to mind. Attack there can be one of the worst feelings. Maybe as a kid you were attacked by a dog. Guessing you still don't have a dog. That can traumatize one for a long, long time. In the hockey sense of the word attack, it's one of the cornerstones of what Beaver hockey is all about. Coach Cerutori is fine with a mistake as long as it's an aggressive attacking mistake. The Beavers up 2-0 last Saturday night, took a pair of penalties in the third period, ended up getting Michigan Tech back into the game. The coach wasn't necessarily happy for the results. He was happy with how his team played.
We're trying to attack, absolutely. They have something to do with it too. I mean, they're going to have more desperation, absolutely. We bring up things. We don't talk about it. The only thing we say is make sure you got a good F3 and make sure you go north with it. Other than that, keep your foot on the gas.
Control off of the draw, Kyle Lowe spins it around to the near side, hits the seam, pops right out in front, an easy goal for Michigan Tech's Kyle Kukkonen. It's an honor to power play goal for Tech, and just like that, it's the lead cut in half, 2-1.
In the first CCHA weekend of the year, I think we learned that Bemidji State's going to be a team to be reckoned with come the middle of March. Freshman Layden Rode continued his hot weekend, scored his first career goal on Friday, added another Friday, and another on Saturday.
Stolen right back by Layden Rode, shoots and scores! Layden Rode's third goal of the weekend! The puck came right to him and he put it in bar and down. Bemidji State 2 Rip.
Both teams had chances in the 3-on-3. Beavers then needed to battle back in the shootout. They did just that, with Jackson Judding netting the eventual game winner.
Jackson Judding, the shooter for Bemidji State. He too a left-handed shot. Judding comes in, shoots and scores! Also low glove side.
Didn't exactly know that was going to be the game winner until the next shooter came up. Goalie Matthias Scholl was beat, but he heard a goalie's best friend, the clank of the pipe behind him.
And now Nick Nardella needs to score, or the Beavers win it. Nardella, a right-handed shot, left circle, hits the right post, and Bemidji State wins it in the shootout. Matthias Scholl getting mobbed by his teammates.
It was a good clank. I'm glad the crossbar was there to help me out on that one.
Beavers step out of CCHA play this weekend to take on the second-ranked St. Cloud State Huskies. Rankings mean absolutely nothing, but I do know that St. Cloud State's off to a 6-0 start. Going to be a tough task for the Beavers tonight. An opponent, though, they're ready to play. Non-conference weekend between the Huskies and your Bemidji State Beavers. Budweiser pregame show next, here on the Beaver Radio Network.